Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Jody, I don't know what zip code is on the account because I don't have an account, but you guys are charging my credit card.
Okay,
So
I'll take.
I have no idea who you are or anything. So I'm calling to find out what the story is before I call the card company.
Okay, so I will need to locate an account to be able to assist you. May I have your first and last name, please?
George McKee.
Okay, thank you. All right, and I spelled that MCKEE.
Yep.
All right, not locating an account so far. What is the name of
Right.
the company that you see charging you?
Absolute Tech.
Okay, and what is the amount of that charge?
There's three charges. One that I noticed December 30th for $7.45. Then there was one on beginning of January 3rd for $54.97. Then there was one on just, I want to say yesterday.
Okay. So I think I have it narrowed down to a couple of possible accounts. Do you use any other first name?
Nope.
Okay. And may I have the last four digits on the card that you were charged from?
7440. Now my card was this. This is a Discover card, and it was compromised in December. And so they sent me a new card. So I don't, but I don't, I can't see what date that happened. But I will tell you that the charges in January and February are on that 7440 card.
Okay. I've located an account. Please verify your shipping address.
I didn't get anything shipped to me. I got nothing.
It's for verification purposes only.
Okay, but I'm not so sure that I want to give my address out because I think I'm being scammed here by somebody.
Okay,
so I'm kind of stuck. Was it shipped to Pennsylvania?
The street address is Centerview Road. Will you please verify the numerical portion of the address?
Yeah, 633.
Okay, thank you.
What is this?
I've located this account for a Wi-Fi booster. It was a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club, and you paid $7.45 for the shipping and handling, $54.97 for the membership fee. Now that buys you a $125 gift card to spend at the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online vendor.
No, this wasn't this. I was supposed to pay shipping to get a free Wi-Fi thing, and then that was it. That's all I saw. So I don't want any. I don't want anything charged to my account. I don't even use this stuff, and I don't think I've ever been notified about any gift, anything.
All right. So I have canceled
the
account.
In fact, I threw that Wi-Fi booster away. That was garbage.
All right. Yes, sir. I've canceled the account effective immediately. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Am I going to get my money back?
It looks like this is a valid charge. I can offer you a 50% refund to the $54.97. You should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Well, actually, I think I'd like a little bit better than that. I mean, I got to call the card company and complain and say that this was a misleading marketing. I know you're a very nice person. I know you're not the architect of this, and you're just doing your job. But I think this is wrong.
Yes, sir. So I've issued a full refund for $54.97, that January charge. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. And whenever you're ready, I have
okay.
that cancellation number for you.
But what about the February charge? So there was one that's pending.
All right. Well, that's the one I've refunded today. Yeah, we're working
what about
like,
the one
backwards.
From, okay. Yeah.
All right.
And there
so
was
I'll
one
have
on
to...
February or January 2nd, I think it was.
Yes, sir, correct. I'll get you transferred over to get assistance with that one. I'm not able to go back to the previous month. So whenever you're ready, I have that cancellation number for you.
Hold on just 1 second. And thank you again for the help. You've been very upstanding. Okay, go ahead.
All right. The cancellation number is C, as in cancel, 258-890.
Mm-hmm.
674.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm just waiting for a transfer here. Hang there 1 minute. All right. In just a second here, I'm going to place you on hold. You may hear silence. Maybe a little music playing. I'll let you know right before
mm-hmm.
I transfer you over.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. Please remain on the line, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.